Hey everyone, and welcome back. Today we're going beyond the city walls, exploring those hidden gems that surround Genoa.
Yeah, we're talking about those places that offer a taste of authentic Italy, away from the usual tourist trails. Places that'll make you feel like you've stumbled upon a well-kept secret.
Exactly. And we've got some incredible destinations lined up for you, blending relaxation, adventure, and a whole lot of Italian charm, all inspired by some captivating travel blogs and articles.
So, are you ready to discover the hidden side of Genoa? Because trust me, you won't want to miss this.
Absolutely. First up, let's talk about Camogli. This charming fishing village is often described as a less crowded Portofino, but just as beautiful.
And that's not just hype, it's true. I mean, picture this. Colorful houses clinging to the hillside, their reflections dancing on the sparkling harbor waters.
It sounds idyllic.
It really is. And then there's this little pebbled beach, perfect for soaking up the sun and that incredible view.
I can practically feel the warmth of the sun and the sand between my toes already.
And the food. The food. Fresh seafood is a must-have, of course. But you have to try pensotti alla camoglese.
Pensotti? What now?
It's this delicious, unique pasta dish, kind of like ravioli, but with a walnut sauce that's pure heaven.
Sounds like a reason to visit in itself.
Absolutely. And right there on the waterfront, overlooking it all, you have the Basilica of Santa Maria Assunta. This stunning church adds a touch of grandeur to an already picturesque setting.
Okay, I'm adding Camogli to my travel bucket list right now. But for those seeking a bit more activity, a little more adventure, let's talk about Cinque Terre.
Ah, Cinque Terre. Those five iconic villages strung along the Italian Riviera, connected by those breathtaking hiking trails.
It does sound like something out of a dream, though I imagine it gets pretty crowded, especially during peak season.
It can get a bit lively, yes, but honestly, with scenery like that, it's easy to see why. Imagine hiking from Monterosso, known for its beautiful beach, to Vernazza, where the houses seem to cascade down towards the harbor.
Yeah.
And then there's Corniglia, perched high on a cliff, offering those panoramic views that you just have to see to believe.
It does sound incredible. But for those who prefer a slightly gentler pace, maybe a little less vertical.
If tranquility is what you're after, then head to Sestri Levante, specifically the Bay of Silence. Imagine crystal clear waters, so clear you can see right to the bottom.
The Bay of Silence, it sounds heavenly.
It really is. It's the perfect place to escape the crowds, unwind, and just breathe.
A true hidden gem. But let's not forget about those who prefer to stay a little closer to Genoa itself.
Well, for a taste of local life, you can't beat Nervi. It's like Genoa's more laid-back cousin. Beautiful parks, charming squares, and of course the Passeggiata Anita Garibaldi.
Now tell me more about this Passeggiata.
It's a stunning cliffside walkway that offers incredible views of the Ligurian Sea. You can stroll along, breathe in the fresh sea air, and just enjoy the beauty of the Italian Riviera.
It sounds absolutely captivating. Though I have to admit, I do love a little dose of history with my nature.
Well, in that case, you have to experience the Funicular Zeccarii. It's this historic funicular railway that whisks you up from the city center to the hills overlooking Genoa.
Okay, that sounds like an experience.
It is. And at the top, you'll find Forte Sperone, a 16th century fortress that offers jaw-dropping panoramic views of the city, the coastline, everything.
Wow. So we've got charming villages, epic hikes, tranquil bays, local vibes, and even a journey through time. That's quite the range of experiences just outside one city.
It goes to show that the best adventures often lie just off the beaten path. Sometimes you just need to know where to look.
Exactly. So as we wrap up our deep dive into the hidden treasures of Greater Genoa, tell me, which of these destinations speaks to you? Where will your Genovese adventure begin?